USA Radio News.
The U.S. Supreme Court started handing down its decisions on Wednesday. The nation's highest court ruled that Border Patrol agents are generally shielded from lawsuits alleging the use of excessive force. It's the latest in a series of decisions narrowing the legal avenue for alleged victims of abuse by federal officers. The court has 29 other decisions pending. Ukrainian officials say workers have pulled scores of bodies from smashed buildings in the devastated city of Mariupol. They're calling it an endless caravan of death. At the same time, fears of a global food crisis are escalating over Ukraine's inability to export millions of tons of grain through its blockaded ports. One analyst said the Kremlin's continued advances could eventually open the possibility of a negotiated settlement between the two nations. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Dozens of former gymnasts are suing the FBI over its failure to act immediately in the Larry Nassar abuse case.
Quote, there is no dispute that FBI agents in 2015 knew that Larry Nassar was accused of molesting gymnasts, but they failed to act, leaving him free to continue to target young women and girls for more than a year. It's time for the FBI to be held accountable. That quote from Maggie Nichols. Former Olympic gymnasts, including gold medalist Simone Biles, are among dozens of assault victims who are seeking more than $1 billion from the FBI for failing to stop sports doctor Larry Nassar when they had the chance. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A prosecutor in Michigan is set to announce whether charges will be filed against a Grand Rapids police officer in the death of Patrick Leoya. Police camera footage shows Leoya resisting arrest on April 4th and attempting to grab the officer's taser. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
While the U.S. Supreme Court starts handing down decisions this month, safety of the justices is taking center stage. One man is facing attempted murder charges after being arrested close to Justice Brett Kavanaugh's home.
Nicholas John Roski is facing charges of attempted murder of a federal judge after he was arrested near the home of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh's Maryland home. When he was arrested, investigators say Roski was carrying a pistol, a knife, pepper spray, zip ties, a crowbar, and other items. Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee joins Fox News and talks about when Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer said at a rally that Kavanaugh had released a whirlwind and would pay the price during his confirmation period.
They were beyond irresponsible. They were reckless. They were incitement words. These were words that were intended to bring about that kind of reaction, and that's what we face today.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Biden-Harris administration has pledged to reduce and eventually phase out single-use plastic in national parks, wildlife refuges, and other public lands as part of its celebration of World Ocean Day. The action stems from an executive order which calls for federal agencies to lessen waste and support recycling. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.